This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis speaking. The pastor here at Radio Missions, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly of New Orleans, Louisiana. Now relocated in Walker. And I'm glad to be back with you. Great day. And the Lord has blessed us and given us an opportunity to send out the gospel. And the Old Trailblazer broadcast is the Lord's blessing it. Folks are writing in, telling me they appreciate the messages. Oh, we get criticism occasionally. Be called an old kook, an old crackpot. Some of those things, but that's all right. And the Lord said, if you live righteously, they'll be persecuted. That's right. If you tell the truth, folks will persecute you. But we're looking at a study now. We have been for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And it's speaking of Satan, demon possession. We're living in a day now when folks have foo-fooed the reality of demons, the reality of Satan. Folks have indoctrinated the children to believe that Satan has had a red flannel suit on and a long pitchfork tail and all of those things. But my friend, listen, we living in these days when there's a disbelief in the reality of Satan and the reality of demon spirits. So we're bringing you these messages, hoping and praying that the Lord will take something home to some heart and that you may be encouraged to look to the Lord and that your eyes might be open. Now, we're looking in our last study about how the Lord saves a sinner and how a sinner comes to know the Lord. And the first thing the Lord does in the salvation of a sinner, in reality, is to deliver him from Satan and his power, the power of darkness. Go there and read Colossians 1:13. Let me read it for you. You hath he delivered from the power of darkness. Our Lord, God of heaven, has to deliver every sinner from the power of Satan, and break that power of sin over him and set him free. Now, my friend, that's what salvation is. It's a deliverance from sin. Well, I have folks say, well, I'm not a sinner. Well, the Bible says you are. There's none righteous, no, not one. I know it's a stigma to being a sinner, but the Lord Jesus Christ came to call sinners. He says he came to save the ungodly. If you're not ungodly in your own sight, you never get saved, my friend. But listen, let's look at this verse. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you never learn the truth, you'll never be free. Listen, preachers cuss the old trailblazers and go on, but every sinner who ever gets saved has to come to the knowledge of sin. In some variety or other. No, the Lord doesn't save any two just alike. No, I have much trouble with that. Folks have gone to seed on something they've heard back 40 years ago. Well, you got to do this, and well, you got to be hung over hell, and well, you got to mourn over. No, no, that's not true. That's not true. If the Lord shows you that you're a sinner, admit it in your heart, admit it to the Lord, and come on to Christ. Come on to Christ. He'll save you. The Lord will save you. The old Philippian jailer there came crying out of his back room, little place where he was living, and come out in there where Paul and Silas and those others were, and he says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That man had been awakened. Do you know that? They were singing and praising the Lord, and he no doubt heard all of that, and then the earthquake came. The fear of is a beginning of knowledge. Did you know that? Fear of God is a beginning of wisdom. You ever been afraid? You're not afraid that you're going to hell? My friend, wake up. Wake up. But listen, wake up. I've heard preachers sit down and tell poor soul, listen, sinner. You want to be saved like the Bible says or like old Trailblazer says? This is some little 90-day wonder preacher. What a terrible thing to say. What a terrible thing to say. Brother, you get saved just like the old Trailblazer, or you'll never get saved. Because the old trailblazers are saved just like the Bible said. You put that down. God only delivers the sinner that he has awakened. Awakened. We tell folks without fear of compromise, fear of favor, that we preach an awakening ministry. No sinner ever comes to Christ until he sees himself in the need of Christ, in the need of washing, in the need of cleansing, in the need of forgiveness, in the need of deliverance. That's what a sinner does. He cries out, Lord, save me, else I perish. Lord, save me. I'm on the way to hell. Lord, save me. I'm so wretched. Lord, save me. That's what he does. That's what he does, my friend. But listen, God delivers a sinner, only the sinner that he has awakened. There's millions and billions of folks out there today that have no knowledge that they are sinful. No, they may know that they smoke and drink and curse and all those, but they're not. They don't know that they're enmity against God. Now, salvation is by blood. First by the blood. The sacrifice was made there on the cross, and then salvation is by power. God literally delivers that sinner from the power of Satan. He literally takes that sinner out of the kingdom of Satan. God literally breaks the power of sin over that individual. I know, my friend, I've been there, I was there. When God the Holy Spirit delivers a sinner from the power of Satan and the power of sin, then, according to Colossians 1:14, he translates him into the kingdom of the Son of God. When he takes him out of Satan's kingdom, and before he puts him into the kingdom of the Son of God, he makes him a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, let me ask you something. The old trailblazer has a reputation of telling it like it is. Old trailblazer don't bite his tongue to call sin sin. He don't bite his tongue to praise the Lord. He don't bite his tongue. No. So he don't bite his tongue to ask you, are you a new creature in Christ? Or have you been delivered? Or are you just jining the church? My friend, jining the church, that's not salvation. Let me just break your bubble. Let me just bust your bubble. You going out in eternity on belonging to some church as a member, got your name on the church roll? No, my friend. My friend, I've told you so many times, I forget how many, that I've conducted this funeral of this young woman and had another preacher there, and he said he knew the family, and he said we had to go back in the old archives of the old church. They had built a new church, shut the other one down, boarded it up. We had to go back there in the archives, in the record room, where she was 7 years old. She joined the church. And they counted that as salvation, my friend. No, that's so frustrating to me. I can't hardly handle it. I can't hardly, to know how folks are betting their soul's welfare on joining some church, shaking some preacher's hand, praying some little prayer. Jesus, I'm sorry I sinned. God bless America, saved and lost. No, that's not salvation. What is salvation? It's a deliverance from sin, from the power of sin. And listen, he makes him a new creature in Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you a new creature? That's what I want put on my tombstone. He's a new creature in Christ. Oh, my friend, listen. This is salvation by blood and by power. This deliverance is real. It's actual. Salvation is not a fairy tale, my friend. It's not mythical. It's not, well, you know, I was saved back there a long time ago. I don't remember nothing. Well, what about today? Are you saved today? Tonight? This morning? This evening? Can you look up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me? Can you do that? Can you walk out on the front porch on a dark night and the stars are shining, look up there and say, Lord, thank you for saving this old sinner? My friend, that's not, you don't be ashamed of that, are you? Are you saved? Or are you just joining a church? Some preacher just invited you to come to church? Well, we preach the smooth thing. We don't preach like that old trailblazer. He preaches hellfire and damnation. He says the sinners are going to hell and by leaps and bounds. Don't go down there and listen to him. Come on up here and we preach the love text of God. For God so loved the world. Yes, he did. I praise the Lord he did, my friend. But listen. The sinner, once a member of Satan's kingdom, is now a member of God's kingdom. Can you get that picture? Satan has a kingdom, a real kingdom, not a mythical kingdom. It's a real kingdom. And if you're not saved, you are a member of his kingdom. You are part of his crew, if you want to call it that. You were once held by Satan. You couldn't get out. You couldn't loose yourself. No. Now, freed by the power of God, once a son of Satan, now a son of God. Brother, that's power. That's blood redemption. Is that the way you got saved? Is that the way you got? Can you admit in your heart you may be driving along there in your old 18-wheeler somewhere up there on I-75 or I-55 or I-95 somewhere? Trucker, are you saved? You may not ever get home. Did you know that? That thing will go off over on the side of one of them mountains over there in West Virginia somewhere, and you'd go and go to hell without warning. Are you saved? Pull over there at the next truck stop somewhere and ask the Lord to save you. Lord will save you if you take your place as a sinner. Such salvation is foreign to the average church member. My friend, I know church members by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I have family who are strict church members. They wouldn't miss a service for hell and high water. But my friend, they have no testimony of saving grace. They live like hell. They live like the devil. And no, not gross sin. I'm not talking about that. But I know women who tell me that they're saved. They got a critical spirit. They got a critical tongue. They don't see any good in anything. And they never turn a hand to praise the Lord. No, but listen, they don't know a thing in the world about salvation. The only thing they have is a little decision for Jesus like I had one day. Oh, they walked down the aisle and joined the church. Went in a dry sinner, came out a wet sinner, still on the road to hell, under the influence of Satan, worshiping demons, knowing nothing about Christ. Now, my friend, I know this is a sad situation. I know that. My heart grieves over it, my friend. My heart is broken over the fact that I have family who will not accept the truth. They will not have it. They think I'm some old cook, and they avoid me like the plague. And my friend, no, I don't call a hand about it. I just bring the gospel. And they know where I bring them at, the message at. They know where this station is. They know where our chapel is. But my friend, listen, if they ever awakened, I'll hear them crying out, "You know, Pastor, I want to be saved." It's a great thing to want to know the Lord. Did you know that? Just to come to know the Lord. I love to hear sinners talk about wanting to know the Lord. Do you want to know the Lord? You can know him. You can. You can. Not shaking my hand, no, sir. Not walking the church aisle, that's not salvation. It's coming to know yourself first, admitting to yourself that you're a sinner. Poor old sinner. You didn't make yourself a sinner. You came into this world a sinner. But you can't quit, and you can't change it. You can't make yourself over, but the Lord can. The Lord give you a new heart. You know what a new heart does? It takes the place of that old stony heart. He puts it right in there beside your old heart. And the old heart never has dominion over the new heart. But the new heart pants after the Lord. Pants after the Lord. My friend, salvation is the greatest thing that ever happens, if it ever happens. Has it ever happened to you? Happened to the old Trailblazer many years ago. I praise the Lord for it. My desire is to get out the gospel that folks might be awakened to their lost condition and come to know the Lord. And then I'll hear them praising the Lord. And then I'll have them calling me and say, "Pastor, go on, keep going. Get out the gospel. Get the gospel out. And we'll help you with the broadcast." That's what folks do. And the Lord called one here and one there and saves them and gives them a cry after the Lord. And then a longing to see others saved. You know, the first thing an individual does when he gets saved, he looks around and sees how many folks are not saved, and he wants to help them. He wants to give them, he wants to help them get saved, if there's such a thing as that. He wants to pray for them. Come on, hear the pastor. Come on, hear the truth. Come on, and let's get out the gospel. We have folks all over America helping me get this broadcast out, helping me send the booklets out, giving out booklets in the hospitals and the jail and all of those things, working, missionary work, doing those things. And I praise the Lord for it. But then I have many who are unconcerned. I wish I could sit down by your side, drink a cup of hot coffee with you on a cold, frosty morning. But remember, the old Trailblazer's address is 1810, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Look me up there, and then call me and let me hear from you. Goodbye. God bless you. From it first.